All right, let's dive into something really interesting today. We're talking GOB token. And no, before you ask, not the kind Gollum's after.
We're going beyond the hype. We'll break down exactly what this token actually does.
Because there's a lot of buzz, right?
Yeah.
So we're cutting through to what matters. We want to find out, is GOB token the real deal? Could this be the future of finance? Or is it just another one of those crypto fads?
We're going to lay it all out. We've done our research, and today we'll cover how it works, what its potential is, and what its pitfalls could be.
Perfect. Let's start with the basics. GOB token, it's called a utility token.
That's right.
But honestly, that term always throws me off a little. I mean, what does that even mean? Is it just a fancy way of saying cryptocurrency?
A bit more specific than that. Think of it like this. Say you've got an arcade token, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not about the token itself. It's about what that token lets you do in that specific arcade.
It's like a key.
Exactly. Utility tokens, like GOB, are kind of like that key. They give you access to certain features and benefits within a specific system.
Okay, so in this case, the Goblins ecosystem.
You got it.
So is it like a VIP pass for a, I don't know, like a digital goblin marketplace or something?
You're on the right track. It's all about what you can do with it within that ecosystem.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Our research pointed to three main uses: governance, pool dividends, and staking.
All right, those sound like some serious crypto terms. Can you break those down for me?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's start with governance. Imagine a situation, and I'm sure many listeners have experienced this, where an online game decides to let players vote on the design of a new hat, just a hat. And because of this, everyone wants in on the decision. The servers crash, it's chaos, but that, in essence, is governance in action.
Wow, I get it. Yeah.
With GOB tokens, though, things are, well, ideally a lot smoother. You have actual influence over the future of that platform, where it's headed, what features they work on, that sort of thing.
So it's about having a real impact on how the platform develops, not just, the typical trading and speculation we see with a lot of crypto.
Exactly. It gives you a voice, a real say in the direction of things. Then there's pool dividends.
Okay, this sounds a little more complex.
It can be, but let me try to explain simply. Imagine a big pool of money, right? This pool helps keep the entire GOB market running smoothly.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
Up. Now, by providing liquidity to that pool, you earn a share of the fees that are generated from all the trading activity. Think of it like earning interest, but instead of a bank, it's a crypto platform.
So it's actually rewarding users who are actively helping to create a more stable GOB economy.
Exactly. It's less about individual gain and more about supporting the whole ecosystem, which in turn benefits everyone involved.
Interesting. Okay, and what about staking? I feel like I hear that one thrown around a lot too.
Right. Staking is interesting because it kind of combines those two aspects we just talked about: stability and potential rewards.
Yeah.
Think of it like owning, say, a rare first edition of a book, right?
Okay, I think I see where you're going with this.
It has value on its own, and as time goes on, that value might go up. But it's more than that. With staking, the longer you hold on to those GOB tokens, the more you're supporting the platform overall. It's like a built-in reason to think long term.
It's like investing in a really good bottle of wine. You put it away and it just gets better with time. Plus, you get to enjoy it later on.
Exactly. You
Yeah.
get it. And that's part of what makes GOB so intriguing. But where things got really interesting for me when I was looking into all of this was the future uses. They mention exclusive access and ecosystem integration, which honestly sound pretty ambitious.
Yeah, those definitely caught my eye too.
Right. So exclusive access. Imagine this is your backstage pass. Early access to cool new platform features, invites to exclusive events, maybe even limited edition digital collectibles.
Like those platforms that give you like premium features for being a longtime subscriber.
Exactly. You're a loyal member in the ecosystem
Yeah.
and you reap the benefits. Then there's ecosystem integration. This is where it gets really interesting. This means you could use GOB on a whole network of platforms, not just within the Goblin ecosystem. Think of it like when you use your Amazon login for a different website.
Oh, right. So it broadens what you can do with GOB, making it much more useful overall.
Exactly. And it exponentially expands the token's reach and potential. But, and this is a big but.
There's always a but, especially with crypto, right?
Right. As exciting as these future possibilities are, they're still theoretical, just ideas for now.
Yeah.
And we have to remember that the value of GOB, just like with any cryptocurrency, it can be unpredictable.
It's like they always say, goblin gold doesn't just appear out of thin air.
Well, that's correct. Right. There are risks. That's why doing your research is so important. You have to understand the technology, and you have to be ready for the possibility that the value could go up or down.
So for someone listening who's interested in GOB, maybe even excited by what they've heard today, but also wants to be smart and cautious, what's the key takeaway for them?
That's a great question. I think it comes down to this. GOB provides a really interesting look into what utility tokens could mean for the future, especially when it comes to these decentralized platforms that are popping up everywhere. But you have to understand both sides of it. Know the technology, know the risks, and then decide, does this make sense for me? Does it fit with my own financial goals? Because this isn't a get-rich-quick scheme.
It's about understanding the bigger picture and approaching it with a healthy dose of caution. All right, some great food for thought for everyone today.